At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, nice to have you along. It's Tuesday. I mean, it's not Tuesday, it's Thursday. It's 2 days after Tuesday. The sun is a shining. People here feeling good. At least I think. We think. You know?
I do know.
Will is here. Buck is still out at Bandon Dunes. Damn. By the way, I buried the lead today.
Oh, what's the lead?
I have news.
Talk to me, Goose.
And it is that Ryan Buckley has once again correctly predicted the first round leader of the PGA tournament this week.
Has he really?
He did it again.
Did he bet on it or did he just predict it?
Yes. He's unbelievable at that.
And yet we didn't share it with he didn't bring it to the.
Well, he's out on vacation. He just texted me last night his list because he always does. And Keith Mitchell is leading in San Antonio at the Valero Open. He had Keith Mitchell.
Well, I'll be damned.
That's like the fourth time he's hit one of those this year.
And yet he only bets like a dollar or two.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Well, this one he bet $2 to win 110. 110.
Really?
Yes.
Just think what would happen if he's willing to bet more than $2.
Well, he's hit a 55 to 1. That's a 55 to 1. He's hit a 60 to 1.
Damn.
I think he had one that was 40 to 1.
Do we just start piggybacking off of the Ryan Buckley first round leaders?
Well, we've missed the boat.
I know.
He'll probably go 0 for this next 15. But
freaking Buckley.
He's building his account.
Is this how he's going on all these vacations?
I think it is.
First round PGA leaders.
I said, dude, why do you need a day job? This is unbelievable. Like, what? How do you pick the first round? That is so random.
That is so random. Well, I don't know. If he does it, I think he just does a lot of research and then comes to a consensus.
He gets very sensitive about it, but I do try to knock him down a peg by saying, "Listen, you know, was this your pick or are you tailing someone else?"
Yeah,
because those are two different things.
Those are.
If you actually research this and you were like, "Wow, I think Keith Mitchell's a really good play at 55 to 1," I'll give you all the credit in the world. But if you're just watching some bet show on ESPN and they say that and like, "Yeah, I'll bet that," you're a loser. You're a degenerate.
But he's obviously, if that is what he's doing and he's riding someone else's coattails, it's a nice job. I mean, there's a lot of coattails out there, and picking the right one to ride, I mean, that's
four times.
That's a skill unto itself.
I guess. I don't give him near as much credit as
go
you do.
Ryan Buckley. I mean, that is kind of impressive. Where are they playing? What is this?
They're down in San Antonio.
Valero.
The Valero. Next week is the Masters.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Jace?
I did know that.
The Masters.
I'm not aware of the Valero because I don't care, but I will pay attention to the Masters, and I will gamble on it.
All right, so we got to bitch like old men for a second, okay?
All right, what are we doing?
Well, we're talking about headline writers. You already forgot, but we were talking
I have such a problem
with them.
Yes.
Because they're just trying to get you to click in to a story, and it's usually fake news. Like, it's not even remotely accurate to what the story is.
We used to have Quick on, and even Quick used to get pissed at the headline writers because they would do a poor job of conveying what the story was about, or he would take blowback on a story he wrote because of the headline. So that's the, just remember, it's not the guy writing the story. And so that was, like I said, I got fooled today. And it does happen where, like, the one today was Sweet 16 team gutted. And I was like, oh, okay, who's the latest? Because you hear these stories all the time now about how a team loses their top eight players. But when you click on the story and find out that one person entered the transfer portal and four of them graduated, then that's not being gutted. But again, the headline, it made me click on it. So, I mean, I guess, good job, you son of a bitch. But it does suck. And now, unfortunately, especially in a lot of political stuff, the headlines are the only things that people read. And so you can have the most misleading headline known to man, and it just confirms what someone already has a preconceived notion of, and it's not even remotely true.
Yeah, I don't know that this is true. This is my philosophy on it, is that they've just cut, and cut. It's usually big companies, you know?
Probably AI writing them now.
Yeah, or just like somebody who is just really green and doesn't really know what they're doing.
I wonder if there's honestly an algorithm now that you can look at and say people are more likely to click on this. It wouldn't shock me one bit if the first thing in journalism that goes AI is headlines. Because I mean, obviously, the idea of the more shocking the headline, the more people are going to click on it, the more divisive. It's why I've learned that any headline that reads something along the lines of coach or player gets killed, you know, or, you know, people outraged over, just don't click on the story because it's absolutely a load of crap. But those are the ones that, and like I said, either you've learned to do that from a person or a computer is generating it for you.
There's an algorithm, without pulling back the curtain too much, when I was doing some writing, there was an algorithm that they would do, because I always would write the headline that I thought they would put out, and after a little bit, they're like, yeah, your headlines suck. We're going to use these headlines. And I can't remember if it was AI or if there was a person that had a formula that did it. But you admit, you could make the argument that it is working because it got you to click on it, whether it's a lie or not. And they just want the views.
It is working, but I think people would like it to be accurate.
Fair.
Yeah.
You know,
don't disagree.
You can make it work, but also have it be factual. Like the one that caught me was Dan Lanning delivers strong message.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Anything that is in that realm, strong message or killed or outrage, there is nothing in that article that is worthwhile.
Do you know what he said?
What was his strong message?
Dan Lanning delivers strong message.
To who?
To Oregon's quarterback recruits.
Oh.
Do you know what he said?
My guess is come here and you'll be good.
If you're a great quarterback and you come to the University of Oregon, you got a chance to have a lot of success. A chance to go perform in pro days, get drafted high, go have an opportunity to play in the NFL.
Boy, that is a strong message.
That was his strong message.
I feel it.
I read that and got viscerally mad that they've wasted 15 prime seconds of my life.
Yes.
Making me read that and go, and now dismissing it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, why is that a strong? Doesn't every coach say that?
Dude, I'm telling you,
that's not strong.
If you just kind of read through it, you can figure out. The other one is, you know, shocks the sports world, stunned. There's just certain buzzwords that they use to get you to click. And when you read one of those, you don't need to click on the story.
Can I give you another one that is factually accurate?
What do you got?
But also drives me crazy because it's. It's like every really good player that signs a new contract in the NFL is going to be the highest paid player at his position.
Yes.
And that's what they always lead with. It's always like, we have a new highest paid tight end. Well, yeah,
he just signed.
That is true. It's like, it's factual, yes. But it's also, okay, can we stop with that one? Oh my God, such highest paid, whoa, no. Whatever Brock Bauer signs for, guess what? He's going to be the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
Resets the market. Well, and again, I just, unfortunately, we live in a world now where headlines carry the day, and the headlines are more dishonest and misleading than ever, and that's all anyone pays attention to. At least in sports, whatever it's sports. The sad part is how many people take their political or like real life news based on headlines, especially if it's in your echo chamber, whether that's your far left, far right, all you need to do is read the headline and You're like, oh, I knew it. The Democrats are at it again. Or the Democrats. Oh, those sons of bitches,
I hate
the
those
Nazis.
Democrats. You know, I was watching Fox News the other night, and they were telling me about J.D. Vance spreading some freedom seeds.
Freedom seeds.
All over the place. I was like, man, hell yeah. That's all I needed.
Made you feel empowered.
Pull out my flag.
You're like, yeah. Did you pull out your freedom seeds, did you?
Pulled out my freedom seeds, spread them all over.
Boy, there's nothing more uncomfortable than the idea of someone spreading their freedom seeds around.
Bullets.
My buddy sent me a good photo. He lives out in the country, and so he takes his dog out in the morning. His dog is getting a little long in the tooth, and the coyotes are sniffing around the old man. So when he took his dog out for a walk this morning, His wife took a photo of him, and it's just he has no idea what's happening, but he's wearing flip-flops, he's carrying a thermos of coffee, and he's got an AR-15 that he's just wandering around. And I was like, ah, yes, North County, yes, freedom seeds, ready to go.
Do you want to know what's in that AR?
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom seeds.
Freedom seeds. Freedom from those damn coyotes. It's an unbelievable candid photo. I'm like, dude, that's going to be your new. When you call me now, that's your new profile pic.
I have breaking news.
Is it about freedom?
Well, I may have spoke too soon about Buckley's first-round leader win.
Not so fast.
He was getting cocky with me earlier today. I wasn't watching the tournament, didn't see it. Don't really care about the Texas
swing. Are you about to fake news me right now?
Well, I jumped the gun.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Sam Ryder is about to make a 14-inch putt, and if he makes it, which I'm guessing he will...
Be my guess.
He will be 9-under and be the first-round leader, not
dude.
Keith Mitchell.
We just got done
Buckley
talking about
sucks.
Dishonest headlines, and here you are, the noted newsman of this program, spreading fake news.
Yeah, I spread fake news, unless he misses the putt.
That's a good point. So now we have to just sit and wait?
Yeah.
Although 14 inches, I'm guessing that's going to be a make. What are the chances? Like, what is the odds of a PGA Tour player missing 14 inches?
I'm guessing, what are the odds? I mean, I'm sure somebody's missed one somewhere.
Yeah.
But I would say that if you're less than 500 putts, zero. I mean, if you took the sample size to be 1,000, maybe there's one.
All right, so let's
or two.
I'm gonna say I'll bet you there's a stat somewhere on 1 foot putts. So we're gonna do 12 inches.
1 footers.
1 footers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would depend on how many one-footers they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's see what I can find.
It's going to be point something.
I'm interested.
Maybe 1%.
I'm interested.
All right. Finally, see, we got golf talk in there. That's how I do it. I get Suk interested in missed putts, and now he's looking at stats.
You've
distracted me from your fake news.
All right. Coming up next, so we hate headline writers, and they should all be better than they are.
Yeah.
How about that?
I like it.
Okay. Good. Move over, Bill Belichick. We have a new all-time Super Bowl king. Here is Will.